What the fuck do you watch?
Do you watch
not Glee?
Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
Absolutely not.
Thank God. Okay.
That's a big fatty show too, oh, dear. God.
I guess I was on Big Fatty about the Shark Tank.
And the sound you hear is him digging it a little deeper.
I know. Every time Mark's like, every time I'm Big Fatty, it's always like a bad thing toward Big Fatty. I was like, well, then stop talking about Big Fatty like that.
Why wasn't, I didn't know Big Fatty liked Dancing with the Stars.
He loves Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my God.
I think Dancing with the Stars is sort of like, because we have our nephew's grandmother. She's like, that's our appointment television is Dancing with the Stars. Maybe you have to be like a certain age to get into Dancing with the Stars.
No, I think my mother watches it.
Exactly. You have to be a certain age to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You have to be a certain age to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4727. BFO for Monday, the 23rd of March, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my weekend. Yes, Big Daddy, including the dancing. Lighten your loafers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you're lighting your loafers today because, y'all, that is exactly how Granny and were. And I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But, y'all, before I forget, at noon today, Monday at noon Eastern, you know, that's the only time zone that matters, y'all, I'm going to put a picture. No, actually, I'm going to put up two pictures, one of me and Granny and one of just with the professional dancers from the Dancing with the Stars. Big Fatty, can you just get into it and tell all the details? All right, let's get into it. Yeah, see, y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the Fright little show. And, I had mentioned that Granny and I were heading to see the Dancing with the Stars live. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, Granny arrived a little early, as always. You know, the old people are always early. Yes, Big Fatty. And anyway, I had just gotten out of the shower, and got all gussied up, and Granny had a special teal-colored shirt that he got just for this occasion, and I was able to match it up with a velour crushed velvet type black jacket. So y'all, he looked quite dapper. And so anyway, we were off. We were off to go to the Performing Arts Center here in North Kakalaki. And y'all, we were to arrive between 4:15 and 4:45 p.m. And y'all, I guess we got there about 4:30 or so. And right at 5 p.m. in the evening, and y'all, when we got there, they had the whole lobby was all decorated up. They had costumes from this past season. They had, of course, the merchandise booth. And then they had stand-up posters of the different stars and y'all, and they had the Mirror Ball Trophy. It was probably a replica, But anyway, it was there, and it was just lovely. And some people had dressed up; other people just looked like slobs. Yes, dancing with the slobs. And anyway, we checked in. We got our credentials. And then a man that looked like, y'all, he looked like, you know how David Letterman looks now? Kind of a old guy with a scraggly white beard? Well, that's what this guy looked like. And he says, okay, everybody, let's go into the theater. And y'all, we went in. And we were all sitting down close to the stage. And y'all, part of the VIP package was that we were having, professional stars would come out, or the dancers would come out, and y'all, we ended up playing a game of charades with them, and y'all, it was fun. They divided them into two groups, and y'all, the dancers, y'all, they were just in very casual clothing, sweats and shorts and. Just very hangout kind of clothing. But, y'all, we played charades with them, and y'all, Big Fatty even got a compliment for one of my clues to them. And anyway, y'all, from there, we went out to the lobby, and that's where they took the, group pictures, with folks, And then, y'all, we had, I don't know, it was probably half hour before the doors opened to the commoners. Big Fatty, the commoners. And anyway, but y'all, there was some nice looking men's waiting to go see. Yes, Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all talked to the popcorn girl, and she may have given me a little discount when I ordered my popcorn. And anyway, she's just real nice. And anyway, what else was I going to say about that? And y'all, then it was time. After we got our picture made, y'all, they gave us a take-home basket of goodies. Y'all, it was a clear plastic bag with Dancing with the Stars on it, and it was a poster of the stars, and it was a small bag with the logo on it. And y'all, then there was an eye mask. Yes, Big Fatty, please put it on. Anyway, it was just nice. And y'all, then of course the show was absolutely fantastic. Y'all, it started off, and they were all doing their things and everything, and y'all, then there was just kind of some confusion, and finally, Emma, who was kind of the mistress of ceremonies, she gets on the micro horse and says, hi, everybody. We've had some testicle problems with the audio, and so we're going to start over again. And so evidently they got the testicle problems resolved, and then we hear, live from North Charleston, this is Dancing with the Stars, and y'all, it was, and you know, the rest of the show just went swimmingly. Y'all, I will tell you that Ezra, the homosexual, y'all, in the picture, he's on the back row to the left, all the way to the left in the black t-shirt, he was new at this last year. Y'all, let me just tell you, his gaydar was supersized, and y'all, he could not have been more homosexual if he had tried. Big Fatty, it was coming quite naturally for him. It looked like, well, yes, it was kind of natural for him. And so, anyway, the program, there was a 15-minute intermission in the middle of it, and then came back, and I guess we got through a little bit before 9 p.m. in the evening. No, because it started at 7:30. I guess we got finished about a little after 9:30 p.m. in the evening. And, you know, both Granny and I, you know, we're like, okay, it's getting past our bedtime. But, y'all, it was just so good. And it was just a fantastic evening. And I think Granny and I don't know who enjoyed it more. Big Fatty, probably you. I told Granny, I said, Granny, thank you for going with me, because you're my only friend that I know that would go to the dancing with me. And that's where that was. And y'all came home, and then that was on Thursday evening. And they told us that the pictures would be we'd be able to upload or download the pictures from the inner tubes, but it would probably take a day or so before they all got them up there. And so anyway, y'all, on Saturday I downloaded the pictures, and you'll get to see them. Oh yes, Big Fatty, you're just dancing through life. And y'all, I can just tell you this, it didn't take Big Fatty long before he hopped in the chamber. And y'all slept like a baby, got up on fright. Y'all, with this thing being on Thursday night, it just screwed up the whole timing of the weekend, because it felt like a Saturday night because of the show and everything. Y'all, one thing I will tell you, during the time that the David Letterman guy was talking to us and all, and it was, he answered some questions. Y'all, the dancers live on the tour buses. They do not stay in the motels or the hotels. He says there may be one or two nights during the whole tour that they're in a hotel room, and they're on the buses between all the stops on the tour, except like when they go from Denver to Seattle. Oh, Big Fatty, well, I know that Holly and Casey and Brian in Denver David in Denver won't be going. Everybody else that's watching, Brother Sinatus, and yes, Big Fatty, everybody in Denver will want to go see it, and everybody in Seattle, too. But y'all, I found that very interesting. So y'all, tour life is not easy. And they've got to have several technical crews, because y'all, the stage is it's mainly screens, okay, but and lighting and stuff like that. But y'all, this is not something that could be taken down and packed up and driven to the next place and set up and tested and everything the same night that the show is over. Y'all, it's too much. The roadies have to sleep too. Oh, Big Fatty, they're just yes, okay. Anyway, I found that very interesting. Anyway, Saturday, for right, y'all, I've done my nipple walking, y'all. It's gotten hot. And that's made the nipple walking rather sweaty. But I've gotten it done. Yes, Big Fatty. And in fact, former number one fan of the BFO, Ken, wanted me to compete in the exercise challenge.
And y'all, he's good at that. He does all kinds of some kind of training. All I do is nipple walk. Yes, Big Fatty, and sit on your fat ass. But y'all, Friday and Saturday, y'all, it was pretty much taken up with the sports ball. Y'all, between the NCAA basketball tournament and the Hatlanta Braves sports ball, y'all, I watched a lot of sports ball over the weekend and enjoyed it. Y'all, the Hatlanta Braves, y'all, the season starts this coming, on Thursday, one of the two of this week is the first day of the regular season, and the sports ball will be down to the Sweet 16 by the time you're hearing this, and then next weekend they'll get down to the Final Four, and then we'll have the championship. So y'all, it's sports ball aplenty. And then, y'all, it was just Durwood and the Nip and I for right fatties. Y'all, we had the Big Meat Brofkus, and that we had Bafron. We had those sausages, the pineapple bacon poke sausages, a seasonal favorite at the Von's East, and regular sausage links, and British bacon. And scrambled eggs, and y'all, I made some hash browns, but I caramelized some onions before I added the hash browns in there. Y'all, they were delicious, just delicious, and grits. And then for dessert, we had springtime surprise, and that was, y'all, it was the end of the coconut cake from 2 weeks ago, and on top of it, I sliced it and put it in a bowl, and then I put sugar-free vanilla pudding and sliced strawberries and Ready Whip in there, and layered it up, and so that was the strawberry, no, that was the springtime surprise, yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, then let's see, then Saturday, y'all, it was more sports ball and nipple walking and everything, and y'all, Sunday, what have I been doing? I've done my nipple walking and caught up on the Miss Jane Pauley show. And, y'all, now I'm getting ready to hop in the share, because, y'all, I'm going to go have lunch with some folks from the theater that I used to act in and direct at. So, y'all, that pretty much has been the weekend. Oh, Big Fatty, you didn't get the time. Oh, dear God, so y'all, you didn't get the timing right. Maybe you can tighten that up in post. Yeah, I'll tighten that up in post. I've got lots of gas reports to pass along to you. And y'all, the Von's East, y'all, it's my anniversarium with their coupon club. And also, they're giving me a bouquet of flowers this week. Yes, Big Fatty. And so, looking forward to that. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, it's the first full week of spring, although it feels like summer here. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, some voices you hadn't heard in forever. Y'all, that was Mark and Ed from the It's All About Nah. And Ed, anything you want to say?
You have to be a certain age to watch Dancing with the Stars.
Oh yes, the old people, they love to put on their dancing slippers. Right, Big Fatty?
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.